The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Lily Higgins is with us. She is, of course, chef and food writer. She is going to be doing two demos at Taste of Dublin. Lily, good morning.
Hi, Anton. How are you?
I'm good. I'm worried on your behalf.
Oh, why?
Well, because I watched Pierre Kaufman, who is a legend in the culinary world, god among men, created people like Marco Pierre White, yada, 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 yada. And I watched him doing a culinary demonstration wherein he cooked an omelette in front of an audience and he made a complete dog's breakfast of it. And I thought to myself, it's hard to cook in front of people when you're talking and they're watching you.
It is. Well, I have three kids, Anton, and they nag and they say, when it's ready, what are you doing? Don't put cheese in mine. So I have... It'll actually be fantastic because everyone will be sitting watching nice and quietly and I can just chat away and Erica Drum is going to be hosting with me. So I'll be chatting away and cooking and it's one of my favourite things to do. So I'm really looking forward to it. And to be honest, it's like a day off.
So effectively, you're in constant training just for this with the kids.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So if I have any hecklers, I can deal with them so well, you know, so it's actually ideal. So tomorrow I'll be in the Super Value Real Food Kitchen and I'll be doing a demo at 2:30 and 6:30. So there's a big gap between them and everything, so I'm just thrilled. There's loads of people doing demos, so like Sarah Butler and Happy Pear and Gareth Mullins. So there'll be absolutely loads going on, which is fantastic. And always at demos as well, people want to taste the food afterwards. People queue up, you know. But actually, Super Value have a sampling area right next door in the tent next door, and it's just going off a storm. People are thrilled. They're going in there and they're getting like the Happy Pear pesto and the homemade sourdough from Super Value, and they're tasting everything, eating everything, like smoked salmon on their brown bread. It's really, people are loving it this year, which is fantastic.
Have you figured out what you are going to cook in the demos?
Yes, I have. I don't know if I can tell you, but it's to do with berries. So it's to do with, like basically Super has this new campaign called The Difference is Real. And then it's all about locally sourced as much as possible and like trusting all their incredible producers. So I'm there to highlight that. So I'll be doing a dish with their gorgeous sourdough. And then with berries, but it'll be a savoury thing with strawberries, lovely Irish strawberries. And then I'll be doing another thing, which is sort of a prep-ahead, breakfasty dish. And it's going to be like a fruit tabbouleh, you know, like a tabbouleh with bulgur wheat. It's delicious. It's something, but you know what? I've got like half an hour to make these things, so I'm absolutely thrilled. I'm just, so myself and Erica will be chatting away and just talking about all our favourite things, which is food. So it'll be like a really great catch-up with me and Erica, showing all the beautiful Super Value produce and just highlighting really great quality, because recipes are really simple. If you have a really simple recipe, but it's about the ingredients. So it's about highlighting that anyone can cook anything delicious as long as you have the right ingredients, you know. And we're just so lucky here in Ireland. We have amazing producers all across the country making absolutely gorgeous things. So we'll be spoiled for choice. I'm actually thrilled to be there.
We also have, it's been a remarkable shift in the last couple of decades in terms of the food available. Because I was just looking at, one of the papers did a sort of a 7 must-try dishes at the Taste of Dublin.
Oh, and yeah. If
you went back to the mid-90s and said, you must try the shaku maku or the kachue pepe, or you really have to try the namo ramen chasu croquette dogs or the data black house dal. I mean, it's such a world
of
difference.
It's brilliant, isn't it? I know. And it's like, why would we need to go on summer holidays? We've got everything, such beautiful things here. So I have those on my list as well. I must get that list of things to try. That's the thing. It's like, what I love about Taste is it's like the last big hurrah before the summer holidays. So it's like, you go there, you wander around eating all this beautiful produce. You get to sample all the different restaurant foods, which is fantastic. So all those lovely local restaurants will be there. And they'll be giving out all their, you know, you can buy all their beautiful food there. And then they've got loads of producers like, you know, Valencia Vermouth. Have you ever tasted that?
Did you say Vermouth?
Valencia Vermouth. Yeah, it's vermouth that's made on Valencia Island with like all local botanicals and that. It's incredible. So they'll be there and you can sample them actually there in the Super Value sample place. And then Riveski does, you know, the beautiful peanut rayu, you know, with chili and oil, you know, that you can put that on absolutely everything. You know, you have a fried egg and you put the chili oil on it and you can put it on a salad bowl. So there's loads of things like that. And there's a company called Mushrooms and Love. They make these crisps from mushrooms. You'll have to say they're like really bubbly, crispy. The texture is incredible. It's one of those things where you're eating, you know, you're eating the whole pack before you decide, I love them. You know, that's the way you're eating thinking, what does it taste? It just doesn't taste like mushrooms. It tastes like barbecue. So we've been eating all this stuff like in preparation for Taste of Dublin. So my kids want to come up with me, right? But I'm saying, no, it's work. Yeah, you know, I get to do my job.
It's a hard gig, Lily. You have my sympathy. It's good that somebody has to do it.
I'll bring them home, those things. I'll have a goodie bag for them. But it is really kind of the last hurrah before the summer holidays now, and we get to just wander around eating all these beautiful things. So, and it's all the Food Academy people, you know, they're all the sort of smaller Irish producers that have been given a chance to highlight what they're making and new products. And I really love seeing that. I love meeting the people that are making the food, basically. You know, you definitely have a connection. And then when you see it in the shops, you think, oh, I remember meeting them at Taste and chatting to them about their produce. And like, that's what it's all about for me, is meeting the people who make it, tasting it, and then cooking with it then myself as well. I love it.
Well, Lily, enjoy. And hopefully if anybody is going, everybody who is going will enjoy likewise. Lily Higgins there, and she's going to be there today at the Taste Dublin running today and tomorrow in Merrion Square.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.